ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 6 द डाउनफॉल ऑफ शौबरी मुनि टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। क्षुवतः तु मनोः जज्ने इक्ष्वाकुः ग्राणतः सुतः तस्य पुत्रशता ज्येष्ठाः विकुक्षी निमी दण्डकाः। क्षुवतस्तु मनोर्जज्ञे इक्ष्वाकुर्ग्राणतः सुतः तस्य पुत्रशत ज्येष्ठा विकुक्षी निमिदण्डकाः। क्षुवतस्तु मनोर्जज्ञे इक्ष्वाकुर्ग्राणतः सुतः तस्य पुत्रशत ज्येष्ठा विकुक्षी निमदण्डकाः। क्षुवतस्तु मनोर्जज्ञे इक्ष्वाकुर्ग्राणतः सुतः तस्य पुत्रशत ज्येष्ठा विकुक्षी निमदिण्डकाः। प्लीज स्टैंड। शुवतः वाइल स्नीजिंग टू बट मनोह ऑफ मनु जजने वॉज बॉर्न इक्ष्वाकुः बाय द नेम इक्ष्वाकु ग्राणतः फ्रॉम द नॉस्ट्रिल्स सुतः द सन तस्य ऑफ इक्ष्वाकु पुत्रशता 100 सन्स ज्येष्ठाः प्रोमिनेंट विकुक्षी ऑफ द नेम विकुक्षी निमी बाय द नेम निमी दंडकाः बाय द नेम दंडका। ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेन्द्र स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। द सन ऑफ मनु वॉज इक्ष्वाकु when Manu was sneezing, Ikshvaku was born from Manu's nostrils. King Ikshvaku had 100 sons, of whom Vikukshi, Nimi and Dandaka were the most prominent. Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, although the Bhagavatam has previously included Ikshvaku among the 10 sons begotten by Manu in his wife Shraddha, this was a generalization. It is here specifically explained that Ikshvaku was born simply from the sneezing of Manu. Om Ajnanati Mrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakantamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Kapta Kanchana Gaurayani Ade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishvanu Sute Devi Namami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Dara Srivasadi Gauravatvinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada always talked about Kupastha Mandukam, a frog in the well. Frogs in the well, they think that only when the man and woman they combine, children can be born. Right? But actually, from Bhagavatam, we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, He is inconceivable. All His energies are inconceivable. So, in the beginning, even 10th chapter also Krishna says, you know, Maharshinam Saptapurve, Chatvaro Manavastata. Right? So, all these seven sages and these four Kumaras and all these Manus and all. Right? Madbhava Manasa Jata, Esham Loka, Ima Praja. And all these Manus, four Kumaras and seven sages, Narad Muni, well, they all came from, Krishna says, from my mind. Then from Manu, then all these human beings, they started taking birth. So from Manu, it started, husband and wife combining and all that. So before that, so they had, if you study 8th kind of Bhagavatam or even Mahabharata, Adi Parva, we can understand all the Kashyap Muni, he was married to so many wives. Then each wife gave birth to one species, right? Like Vinata gave birth to Garuda and Aruna. And then bird species, Kadru gave birth to snakes, species, some wife, all insects, another wife, nagas, another wife, like that. Each wife gave birth to, the different kinds of species, right? So, that's why Prabhupada condemned this Darwin's theory. For that we have to understand, how the living entity is, making evolution. One devotee was asking this question, if they say that these species are from lower species to higher species. They are actually evolving. Why they are not evolving beyond human beings? Huh? Why they are not evolving some, right? Something superior to human beings. Huh? So all their theories is bogus, right? So here we understand, you know, imam vivashvate yogam, proktavan aham avyayam, right? Vivashvan manave praha, manur ikshvakave abravit, right? Knowledge. So this Vivashvan is sun god. His son was Vayavashvata, right? And he has actually done great tapasya on Himalayas by the advice of his father. Then Krishna in two-handed form, Krishna the Supreme Personality Godhead, gave him darshan. Sun god might have given knowledge, but Krishna also it is given in Markandeya Purana. In Markandeya Purana, Manucharitra very elaborately given. So, in that, Lord Krishna personally instructed this Vayavashvata Manu and Bhagavad Gita and everything else. And then Vayavashvata Manu instructed to Maharaj Ikshvaku. Right? Maharaj Ikshvaku had 100 sons, and out of them he listed Vikukshi, Nini and Dandaka. Sometime back I have narrated the story of Dandaka. Anybody remember? Maharaj Dandaka. No one? No, this Ikshvaku's son was this Dandaka. Then one day he was sitting there, he was contemplating, because he is always control freak. And then he was actually always in a mood of hunting animals or women or anything. So he was contemplating that it is good that my father Ikshvaku banished me from his kingdom, right? Because of his unruly behavior and torturous behavior, people have complained against him. Then he was thinking, how dare these people are, common people, I should crush them. So he never had a regard for these common people. Then he said, it is good that he banished, because otherwise I had to be sharing my kingdom with Nimi and Vikukshi and other brothers. And now he is the king of other side of Vindhya mountains, Madhumanta, like that. And then his main advantage was he had support of spiritual master Shukracharya. His wisdom, his knowledge and his expertise. So with his expertise and all, he helped Dandaka, Maharaj Dandaka, to spread his kingdom. And he made into the heavenly abode. Then one day he saw the daughter of Shukracharya, Araja, while she was picking up water, collecting water from a lake. He chased her because he became very attracted to her. Then he molested her. So seeing the condition of his daughter, Shukracharya asked, "Who dared to touch my daughter like this?" Then she narrated the story, how Dandaka, then Shukracharya cursed Dandaka, that only when the power goes to the hands of the king, he can do the welfare for the public. When the power goes to the head of the king, he crushes them. So you are no different from animal, because animals, they cannot know. They cannot differentiate what is to be done, what is not to be done. Pravrittincha, nivrittincha. Because you behave like an animal. Your kingdom will become a place for animals residing. So, you know, you're like that. So, you know, as soon as I leave your kingdom, you know, the huge fire will engulf this kingdom. Then later on, the whole kingdom will become turn into a forest where ferocious animals, they infest this forest. So that is why it came to be known as Dandakaranya. Right? Dandakaranya. And then I narrated this story of Maharaj Vikukshi also. I think you must have forgotten. Right? So, this is from Padma Purana. Once Rukmini and Krishna, they were sitting in their bedroom and they were discussing. And then Rukmini Devi asked Krishna, on the marriage day, why did you come late? Because she sent a message and then she was waiting. And then, because in Maharashtra they have this system, you know, the girls, you know, before marriage, they tie a band, waistband, hand, you know. Then, once it is tied, you know, then the girl is considered married. So she was looking for Krishna. Why Krishna did not come? Why Krishna did not come? So she was coming down, and the time has come to tie the band, you know, around her hand. Then she said, "If they are going to tie it like that, I will give up my life. If I cannot marry Krishna, I will give up my life." So at that time, Krishna came. Right? Then he snatched her, and then kept her on his chariot, and then left. So she was under great tension. So she asked Krishna, why did you do like that? Why did you come late? Then Krishna explained, myself and Krishna, Balaram, you know, even though we appeared avataras, you know, still, in order to teach people what one should not do, sometimes they exhibit pastime where what one should do. And then sometimes they show what one should not do. Like that. Then he narrated this story. So once Maharaj Vikukshi, you know, because he went to the forest for hunting. And he was hunting animals, all ferocious animals, you know, like that. And then once he saw when very ferocious tiger, then he took his bow, you know, then he put the arrow, and then he stretched the string up to his ear, akarnantam. You know, when the hand is stretched to the ear, then the force is very powerful, very strong. Then he released the arrow, hoping to kill the, you know, tiger. But the tiger at the same moment, it jumped. And that arrow went. There, one son of a sage, he was actually collecting water, you know, collecting all the samida and all, you know, wood and all that. So it went him and it touched him, and then that arrow entered the heart of the sage boy, and then that boy fell on the ground. So Maharaj Vikukshi, he was very disturbed that he did Brahmahatya Pap. Right? Brahmahatya Pap. Then he went back to Maharaj Ikshvaku, and then he reported that like this happened. So I am guilty of Brahmahatya. Because of me, son of a sage, you know, who is actually just, you know, performed upanayanam ceremony around 8-9 year old boy, like that. So Maharaj, he told, no, that you give me capital punishment, hang me to death, so that I will be free from the sin of killing a Brahmana, like that. Maharaj Ikshvaku said, your sin is such a so grave that even if I give capital punishment, still you will have to suffer in your next life. The best remedy for this sin is go to the parents of that boy and beg forgiveness, and then ask them to give punishment. That punishment will relieve you of the sin of killing a Brahmana, like that. So Maharaj Ikshvaku and Vikukshi, they both of them went to the forest where that boy was killed. Then they called all the sages, meeting of all the sages. The sages asked, Maharaj, what is the purpose of your coming? Then I said, this is my son, Vikukshi. You know, he is guilty of killing one of the boys of your ashram. You know, so we want that the parents of that boy come forward. You know, my son wants to beg forgiveness and he want to repent, and then he want to perform austerity and penance. You know, atonement he wants to do. So please come forward. You know, the parents of that boy who was killed, and all the sages, they smiled, said, then they brought one boy. Are you talking about this boy? I saw, he got killed and then he was lying down there. Then he said, no. In our ashram, in this forest, we follow certain rules and regulations. And because of that, we, even if there is a snake bite, even if there is pierced by an arrow, or killed by an animal, ferocious animal, within 1 hour, we come back to life. What is that you follow? That we follow 4 rules very strictly, right? One is alasyam, means we have a system, right, in our temple. 4:35, if you come, you will be marked absent, Mangalarti, like that. So, early in the morning when the sun is rising, one should sit towards the east and do achaman and shuddhikaran, and then chant Gayatri mantra, right? It is recommended. Then again in the afternoon, 12 o'clock, and again in the evening, 6 o'clock, one is advised to do Gayatri sandhya vandan, right? And whatever, anything that is done for spiritual practice, one should not be late. One should. So alasyam and alasa. Alasa means laziness. So because of laziness, we become alas. Alasyam. Alasyam means late. Right. So not that someone has to wake up, at 4 o'clock, 4:10. Utho, then put water, then you wake up and run to the bathroom. And then sometimes, I see devotees running very fast. I'm sometimes scared, because so dark and somebody may fall down also. Like that. Right? So Krishna is advising that one should not be late in one's practices. Right? And then, number 2, shuchi ahar. Right? Shuchi ahar. We don't eat, right, food cooked by non-devotees. and then food that is prepared more than 3 or 4 hours, right? Then we don't eat basi kana, right? Panta bath. preserve the rice and put water and water. We used to like it very much. Now they stopped doing it, I don't know. We used to have Panta bath parties. Right? With bangan baja and mirchi. Yatayam gatrasam puti parishitam chayat. Right? Uchistam apimedayam. No? Bhojanam tamasa priya. Hey, all this Krishna explains. Gatrasam. If the chawal, if it is freshly cooked, there is rasam. Very soft. Water, rasa is there. Juice is there. Gatarasam means more than 3 hours you keep the rice. Right? It becomes hard. Means nutrition values are gone. That's why Prabhupada said, don't reheat the rice and eat. When you reheat the rice, it becomes poison. So Prabhupada advised not to heat the rice and eat it. We do it. Mahaprasad actually should not be heated only. And all that. So Shuti Ahar, offered to Krishna. And then, we don't hear Paraninda. Right? We don't hear Paraninda. Like, it is said that we are very eager, right? Always we are very eager to hear others' faults. When we sit to hear Bhagavatam class, immediately we fall asleep. When somebody comes and tells, have you heard Ramrupa has done like this? Then immediately, the ears and the eyes, they become wide open. Kya, kya, kya ho, kya ho? Right? Once, we are so eager. Right? Once, one Brahmana, he is performing Shraddha ceremony. Right? Shraddha ceremony. And depending on who eats Shraddha Bhojan, you get the result. If Sannyasi comes and eats, one gets the highest result. And then pure Brahmana comes and eats, little bit. And then unqualified Brahmanas, they eat, then little bit. Like that, the gradation is there. So one Brahmana, he was performing Shraddha ceremony. He called one Sannyasi for Prasad, Shraddha Bhojan. Then he offered and all. Then Narada Muni says in Bhagavatam 7th canto that all of us, we should actually by heart the chapter, 15th chapter, 7th canto, instructions for civilized human beings. Very like that. He says that any grahastha cooks food with ghee and invites a devotee and feeds the prasad, he will get everlasting prosperity in his life. Shraddha Bhojan, one should not offer animals like that. So, that sannyasi looks like he is a South Indian fond of eating curd rice. He told, thoda dahi arrange karna, fresh dahi, it should not be katta. So he had a supplier, one lady, who supplies dahi. So everything goes in and all, then he asked, where is dahi? And that lady was bringing. So usually she was bringing the pot, keeping the pot on her head, and then covering the pot with a cloth. And then she was going. Then while coming, what happened? Because of the air breeze, the cloth flew away. And then she did not come to know. And then what happened? At that time only, one eagle was carrying a very highly poisonous snake in his beak, right? And then that snake was struggling in the middle of his beak, and then because of that, a drop of poison fell into the curd, right? Curd. So she did not know, right? She did not know. And then the curd was brought, and the curd was served to sannyasi. And then after eating after the curd rice, dum. Uska sadhalala vada galava. Then the brahmana, he was very crying, lamenting. Arey, mera ghar mein aata mar gaya. He did not know that there was poison, right? He did not know there was poison. And then luckily his disciple was in North India or whatever. He said, no, I will not eat curd rice. Wo South Indian ka hai. So he did not eat curd rice. Right? Then he was saved. Like that. So now the sannyasi was dead. And then the Yamaloka, there was a meeting. Right? For this, who is to be punished? Who is to be punished? Like that. Then Yamaraj said, let this Brahmana die, then we will judge. We'll judge. So the Brahmana was dead after some time, and then he was taken to Yamaloka. They said, you know, you have to be punished for this because you killed a sannyasi. Then that Brahmana was shocked. I killed sannyasi. I didn't know that poison was there in the curd. You know, that lady who supplied the dahi, she must be punished because she brought the dahi. I didn't know that poison was mixed in that dahi. No, I am not guilty. Then they brought that lady. That lady said, is it? Poison was there? I didn't know. Then you punished the Vayu. Because of Vayu only, the cloth, threw him. He said, no, I am not guilty. It is my job. Then they said, the snake's fault. So they brought the snake. No, I am not guilty because eagle was caught me, then, like that. So I was struggling. Then said they brought that eagle. No, I am also not guilty because, it is my ahara. Mujhe kya malum ki dahi mein gira hai karke. Yamaraj had a problem. Whom to punish? Whom to punish? Then meanwhile Narad Muni came. Narad Muni gave a suggestion that you make an announcement on the earthly planet, right? That whoever gives the solution to this problem, right, he will be sent to Swargaloka directly, like that, right? And then he sent out, and then in one park, one Subbarao and another Apparao, they were discussing. Then they heard this, announcement. I said, what happened? I said, then okay, one Apparao told, I have the solution. Hey, Yamaraj doesn't know so much. No, I have the solution. Like that. Then this Apparao was taken to Yamaloka. Then he said, Apparao, bolo, what is your solution? So, well, it's very simple. That Brahmana should be punished. Because, he is the main culprit. Because he should have known. Like that. So, Yamaraj became very angry. That this much, do you think this much I did not know? After so much deliberation, we are actually confused. Because unnecessarily you have blamed somebody because of hearsay. Right? Because of hearing from somebody. And then you concluded that Brahmana is faulty. Because you heard all this nonsense, you will get this sin. Then, from that, this is Yamaspruti, he declared. So from now onwards, if somebody has done a mistake or not done a mistake, right? If somebody hears this, you know, others' fault. If you hear someone else's fault and say, Anumodan, yeah, yeah, they will get the sin. Whoever has done, he will be freed. And then whoever has heard, you know, the fault of others, they will get the sin. As Yamaraj passed a resolution like that. So that is why in the scriptures it is always mentioned, Paraninda nai karne ka, Paraninda nai sunne ka. One should not hear Paraninda, and then one should not do Paraninda. So the very reason we sit here and chant so many rounds every day, still we don't get Krishna Prema. Because Paraninda, blasphemy of devotees. Not only, even if somebody is not doing, hearing very and rejoicing, and then approving, right? Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he was so strict, always reciting Bhagavatam, that he would never hear anybody's faults. Right? You never hear anybody's faults, even if they are apparently faulty. Yeah? That was their standard. That's why they got so much love for Krishna. Like that. So then they said, we don't do Paraninda, then we don't do any Himsa. Either Kaika Himsa or Manasika Himsa. Like that. So, Prabhupada writes in the 7th Canto Bhagavatam, 15th chapter, that anybody, any dharma, any religion which promotes animal killing, and anything, you know, any religion which doesn't have daya is no religion at all. Whether it is for sacrifices, whether it is for eating, one should not kill animals. Right? Prabhupada writes, yesterday I was reading 6th Canto Bhagavatam, Chitraketu. He says, killing animals is both ways envy. Self-envy and envy of animals. Because self-envy is envy of himself and is envious of animals or other people who killed. Because by killing that animal, you are giving pain to that animal. And then by killing that animal, you are giving pain to yourself also. Because you will be punished. Like that. Either way, it is envy. Killing animals is envy, purposes. And then also, anudvega karam vakyam, satyam priyam hitam chayat, swadhyayam abhyasanam cha, vangmayam tapavichyate, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever we speak, it should be based on the scriptures. And then, one should not speak harsh words. Right? Jihvagre vasati lakshmi, jihvagre vasati mrityu. Right? On the tip of the tongue lives Lakshmi Devi. And on tip of the tongue lives mrityu also. Right? If you lose our anger and then speak some harsh words, then we may get killed also. Right? Sometimes it happens. Road rage. Then they give gollies to each other and they kill. Right? And then by speaking sweetly, one can have good relationship. And then, you know, in the business and all, they can prosper. Like that. So one should not hurt others by words, by the mind and by the actions. You know. So when we, because in our ashram, we follow these four principles. What are they? Alasyam, Shuchi Ahar, Paraninda, Ahimsa, right? Like that. So that is why, so this is Lord Krishna say, you know, narrated this pastime in Padma Purana to Rukmini Devi. Then he said, I have performed this pastime of coming late to teach people that, you know, if you come late, if you become, you know, alasya, if you are lazy and then become late for everything, right? Prabhupada, you know, he was so punctual. So all his assistants, they would comment that by Prabhupada, seeing Prabhupada, one can adjust the watch. 12 o'clock means 12 o'clock he would eat.
Everything melts. They were amazed.
You know, one of his assistants, he was recounting his memory. That, you know, so punctual. Like that. Sometimes, Maruti Mataji and all, they would be late for 1 minute, few seconds for chapati, and then he would shout at her. And then they would run, you know. Maruti Mataji would run, after making sound, chapati, you know, hot chapati. So you should not be, by the time Prabhupada eats, you know, next chapati should be there. Like that. She was running one day. Many times she was running up and down, up and down. Then she asked, Swamiji, how many chapatis you can eat? Prabhupada said, more than you can cook. Once somebody asked, Prabhupada, he was having darshan of the DT. And after darshan, Prabhupada called the puja, head pujari, and asked something, said something. Then later on devotees asked, what did Prabhupada tell you? Prabhupada asked me, why the darshan is late for 30 seconds? By 30 seconds, like that. So, laziness only causes, then that's when Telugu they say, alasyam amritam visham. If you become late, amrit become poison. Right? Once they had a meeting with appointment with Murarji Desai, Giriraj Maharaj and all of the other disciples. And then because I think one of the life members he arranged, and because of him they became late. So Murarji Desai, he was very famous, very strict disciplinarian, and he was famous for Murarji Kola also. He became very upset with Giriraj Maharaj and all. He said, you are late. I am not going to meet you. He was very strict about that. So, whether material success or spiritual success, you know, one should be very disciplined. So, one of the features of discipline is, not becoming late. And then, ahimsa. These four things. Like that. So, Krishna instructed, that one should know, what happens if you become late? You know, if any other person would have been there, you would have been died. Because I adjusted the time like that. So we have today Katyayani Vrat is there. One of the features of this Katyayani Vrat, Krishna steals the garments of the unmarried gopis. We will not like to discuss very deeply because we are not supposed to. One can read it. I will just briefly mention the tattva behind this pastime. This Katyayani Vrat, the one of the features, Andallu, she wrote a book, Tiruppavai, based on this pastime, Katyayani Vrat. This Margashir month, is starting today. For 1 month, they gopis have performed Katyayani Vrat. Right? One of the features in this pastime is that all the gopis, they would wake up early in the morning. Right? They would wake up early in the morning and they wake up each other gopi by calling by their names, and they go to Yamuna and take bath. Right? And they perform the vrat. Like that. Now, if you see in the material world, if two women, they love the same one person, they'll be murders. Right? Have you seen two women liking the same person and helping each other to get that person? So this is one of the features in this pastime, all the gopis, they are helping each other. So this is actually Vrajavasi. Vrajavasi means all of them, they love Krishna. All the devotees in Vraj, they love Krishna. And all of them, they help each other to get Krishna, to get more and more Krishna prema. This is a unique feature. But all of them, they wanted Krishna as their husband. And all of them, they were together performing the Katyayani Vrat. Right? Like that. So, another feature of, who is a Vrajavasi? Right? Previously I told in one class, who is a Vrajavasi? Right? Suppose if somebody is born in our colony, Juhu colony, right? Not that all Juhu residents celebrate the birth of a son. But in Vrajadham, all the gopis, all the gopas, all the residents of Vrindavan, they celebrated Gokul, they celebrated Krishna's birth. That is a Vrajavasi. Right? Another feature of Vrajavasi is that, you know, in the universe, it is said in a commentary that no mother will, love someone else's son more than her son. Vishwanatha Thakur says that her son, even though full of faults, he is more cooling, more glorious for her than a full moon. Vishwanatha Thakur says like that. But in the case of Brahma Vimohan Leela, stealing of the cause, they were thinking, I don't know why, for last 1 year, I love this my son more, just like I love Krishna. Because even though all the gopis, they had sons, but they were loving Krishna more than their own sons. That is a Vrajavasi. Right? Another feature is, when Kaliyanath born Krishna, further they got some bad symptoms, ill omens. So for me, if my left eye, shivers, vibrates, then it is inauspicious for me and for my family. But for Vrajavasis, they are thinking, because they are seeing so many ill omens, they were seeing, oh, something happened to Krishna. If some good is happening to Krishna. So for them, it is not me, it is about Krishna. Right? Like this, one of the, like that, there are many features of a Vrajavasi, like that. So this is another feature. All the gopis, they are helping each other. So they were, early in the morning, they were raising, in the November 2nd, we were in Ayodhya, there was no hot water, the water was very cold, and when we went to Sarayu River, it's difficult to take bath, water is very cold. Just imagine the month of December in Vrindavan, Yamuna, the water must be very cold. So early in the morning they were waking up and taking bath in Yamuna and making some DT of Mitti and all that. They are worshipping. And Katyayini Mahamaye Mahayogini Adishwari Nandagopa Sutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha Iti Mantram Japantyastha Pujan Chakruhu Kamarika. Each of the young unmarried girls performed her worship while chanting the following mantra. O Goddess Katyayini, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and mighty controller of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaja my husband. I offer my obeisances unto you. They are praying to Katyayini. Right? Vishwanatha Thakur says that why they are saying Kuru means give. Instead of saying do it, right? Because Katyayini Devi may be asking gopis that why are you telling me to do this? Instead of asking, tell me to, make an arrangement so that your parents are inspired and they will perform marriage of Krishna with you. Right? That is why instead of saying that, they are saying Kuru, do it. Because we don't want you to consult our parents and all. Right? Our parents and all. Because we are in a hurry to get Krishna as our husband. We cannot wait anymore. We want Krishna as our husband immediately. You can do that. So you only arrange, Krishna to be our husband. Do it. Like that. And that means, are you saying that you want to have illicit connection with Krishna without the approval of your parents? You want to be with Krishna? Yeah? Is it not faulty? Then that is why Vishwanatha Thakur says, that is why she was addressed as Adishwari. Adishwari means you are the controller. You can do this. We don't care for all these rules and regulations. You just perform somehow or other, arrange a meeting with Krishna. And then meaning is, Devi, Katyayini Mahamaye, Mahayogini Adishwari, Nandagopa Sutam Devi. So talking the word to Devi into Divyati, play, it refers to Krishna who plays and causes one to play. Therefore, the Krishna, their gopis are saying that there is no fault because Krishna is husband of everyone. Krishna is husband of everyone. Like during Dasa dance time, Krishna was telling gopis that, you know, you must be, even if husband is adharmic and all, you must serve him, he is old, he is that and all that. So gopis also have told a story that, you know, once there was a husband and wife, and the wife was serving husband very faithfully, and she is very attached to him, and then loves him so much, she cannot live without him. But they are living in a village, and that husband somehow he had to go to Mumbai, for a job. Then she was crying, "How can I live without you? How can I live without you?" Then the husband made a katputli of himself. Said, "You just serve this katputli and become free from separation and pain of separation and all, and then till the time I come back." Like that. So like that, she was serving that, katputli of the husband every day and all that. And then after some time, after 1 year, the husband has come back. At that time, the door was locked, and then the husband was knocking on the door. And then at that time, she was actually serving the katputli of the husband. So, what she should do now? She should welcome? So the gopis have asked the question to Krishna. Asked this question to Krishna. So what the wife should do? Krishna said, the real husband? The real husband she should serve? The gopis said, that's what we are doing. Because Krishna is telling them to go, serve your husband and all. Then the Krishna said, then Krishna was caught. That's what we are doing. So all these husbands are all katputlis. So what is the use of serving them when real husband is there? When the real husband is there, what is the use of serving these katputlis? Like that? Here Krishna Chakrata makes it clear that there are two Mahamayas. One is Mahamaya and then Yogamaya. This Katyayini is Yogamaya. Mahamaya is Durga Devi, who is troubling all of us. But this Yogamaya is actually she is known as Gokuleshwari, the goddess of Gokula. Her nature is complete love for Krishna and compassion. So that Katyayini, they are worshipping, to get Krishna as their husband. So somebody, I'll ask this question in one thing. Vrajavasis, they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrajavasis do not know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many of you agree that Vrajavasis, they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Raise your hands. Vrajavasis know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrajavasis do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many of you? Actually, both the answers are correct. Vrajavasis knew, Nakal Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akila Dehinam Antaratma Drik. They are saying Akila Dehinam, you are actually, it's not true that you have taken birth in this, like this. Vikana Sartito Vishwaguptaye Sakhevu Dehivan Satvatam Kule. Their gopis knew. They are all yogins, They knew that, because, Brahmaji has prayed, you came to protect the world. Satvatam Kule. Anyway, so they knew. But You know, one example is given by Jiva Goswami that, you know, even now also stars are there in the sky. But stars are seen in the night time. Stars are not seen in the daytime even though they are present. Like that, the gopis' love for Krishna is so much that at the background they knew that Krishna is God, but that is, you know, overpowered by the feeling of love for Krishna. Just like in the daytime you cannot see the stars, even the stars are present. Like that, even though they have knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they have actually, it is hardly any time manifest. Because after the pastime of Govardhan Leela, everybody understood that Krishna is Paramatma. You know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Because otherwise, you know, how? Then they all came and asked, you know, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, wonderful, you know, there is wonderful Krishna, that chapter is there, right? Then that time he said, yeah, yeah, Nanda Maharaj, that time we remembered, yeah, yeah, Gargamuni told, you know, Narayan Amsha hai. Then they all prayed to Krishna, shows the spiritual world. Right? So then Krishna showed the spiritual world. Like that. And with that, actually, the perfection of the sadhana of the other gopas and the other gopis, you know, covered by, perfection was complete at that time. You know, but the gopis have to reach the highest stage of, perfection, more than others. So their, sadhana is a little bit left out, means they have to be more purified. So that is the prelude to this, because all of them, they became perfect, and in order to make them more perfect, this pastime has happened. So that is why they have done Katyayani Vrat, right? Katyayani Vrat, to get Krishna as their husband. And then on the last day on the moon, Purnima day, they took off all the clothes and they were taking bath in Yamuna. You know, I'm not going to describe. So it is said in the scriptures, na nagna snanam, na ratri snanam. Means, one Prabhupada instructed Achyutananda Prabhu in the beginning, you know, 1966, when he came to India along with him. He said, never take bath without cloth on. You know, two gamchas. Then he taught him, you know, two gamchas and all that stuff. You know, how to do shauch and all that. And then, na ratri snan, hum to karte rehte hai. You know, raat ko nahanne chahiye and one agna snan. So, Krishna came because he is Yogeshwareshwara, you know, because he knew the desire of the gopis. That is why he came on that day. You know, why? Because they have done vratabhanga. You know, vratabhanga. Means they have broken the rules of the vrat, of taking bath without clothes on. So if somebody does vratabhanga, just like you have seen Diti, you know, she has done vratabhanga, let's say, you know, whatever her desire was not fulfilled. You know, Diti goes to kill Indra. There is a chapter, sixth chapter, sixth kind of Bhagavatam. So there, it is there, like that. So it is, in order to make their vrata complete, perfect, you know, Krishna came. You know, he said, after this, you will become nishkama. You know, nishkama means, you know what? Nishkama means, you know, having such a desire, you know, by having which, you will not have any other desire. You know, that is gopis. That's why they didn't have any other desire. And then, all that pastime happened, you know, come back and, you know, complete surrender and all that. And then, the gopi, you know, he touched the clothes, you know, he touched the clothes and gave it to the gopis. You know, because of the touch of his, lotus hand to their clothes. So, you know, one commentator says that they got a new body that is called Siddha Deha. And then he told the gopis that Aane Wale Raaton Mein, you know, I will fulfill your desire. You know, in the upcoming nights, I will fulfill your desire. So the gopis are actually waiting for that, you know, Rasa dance day, you know, yesterday it was. Like that, then, because of the intense hankering of gopis, intense wait that when Krishna will fulfill my, because they never went and asked Krishna, you know, you told that, you know, you will fulfill my desire. Right? Like Akrura also. Krishna told Akrura, you know, I will come back. I'll finish my job. So Akrura, after that, he never left his house, it seems. Radha Govind was saying that he never left his house because every day he will cook, he will clean the house and wait for Krishna, that Krishna will come. So he was not going to Krishna and asking, when you will come, when you will come. Like that, the gopis also did not ask, when you are coming, when you are coming. Said, then finally, you know, so this wait was important, you know, because of intense hankering, intense remembrance of Krishna every day, that Krishna, when he will come, when he will come, when he will come. That thought process, that remembrance has purified them so much, you know, that they became eligible to become, to dance with Krishna. So that is the Katyayani Vrat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Any questions? Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.